So that one or two techniques that just mention that, say, for those who do not have much idea of emptiness, you know, doesn't know how to meditate, just to play around, you know, just to play around in the emptiness or something. Anyway, so this is one technique is, that may be also helpful that, for example, this is what I normally mention, one technique that, so you ask to yourself, you see, what I'm doing, you know, you ask to yourself what I'm doing. Then say, I'm sitting. Why I say I'm sitting? You see, while you're questioning, you should watch the eye self to start with. You look at the self eye, and then you see what are you doing? Then I'm sitting. But whatever action you're doing, see that, you know, sitting or sleeping or walking, whatever, see, eating, going to the toilet, whatever, you know, whatever activity you're doing. Then, sitting here, so at mom says sitting. So why I say I'm sitting, you know, there is no other reason at all. Except the aggregate, the body, is doing the action of sitting. That's all. Nothing else. Not the reason. So you put this reason, aggregate, not the reason at all, except aggregate, the body, is doing the action of sitting. After you put this reason, then look at what happened to yourself. You see. If your mind is meditating, not just saying the words, but your mind is meditating, definitely, there will be change in the view of the eye. Self. Something different than before. Before you start analyze, there is a real eye. You know, sitting. Doing action sitting. That's what you believe. But now, after you put this reason, there is no other reason at all, except the eye against the body is doing the action sitting. So, if one is meditating, then what should happen? What is the effect? By putting the reason, then watch. Then watch. Spy or watch. You see how you see the self. You see, there's total differences, total change. Before, you see, the real eye, the psychologist says, emotional eye, or the total extent eye, you see, real eye, since existence. So now here, depending guess it depends on which person. So could see. It's not now. It's not there. You know. There's no such thing on this earth, I guess. You see. However, there's definitely change in your view of the eye. See, how you see the eye. So during this, you know, or in many activities while you're walking, you can do this meditation while you're walking. You know, say. Eating, not only sitting, so listening, talking. So then, by exercise, maintaining like this, then you see more and more clear the false eye. So before the real eye, but after that, you see, it's not there. At all. However, the something you see become same. However, not like before. You don't see the eye like before at all. So this meditation helps to recognize the gakcha, object to be repeated, recognize the false eye, that which we have to realize, on which we use all the analysis that explain Madhyamika subject, Nagarjuna's teachings. Dependent arising, or all those so many different reasonings to realize that doesn't exist. Analyzing on that, to realize that is total nonsense. So that's the empty. That's the. So realizing that is total non-existent is the emptiness of the I, ultimateness of the I. So that also this is His Holiness one time also His Holiness explained the method way to recognize the false eye, you know, the object to be repeated. There's not so many words to use. It's just a very simple but very effective. And the other thing. So if there's a child or say child or say. Child, how say, called Kiko, you know? Child, whatever is the name of Kiko. So Kiko, so before the, say, before the pregnancy, you know? Before the pregnancy, before the aggregates, Kiko's aggregates is actualized. Before the pregnancy, you know, the Kiko's aggregates is actualized. Before that, even the parents gave name. Kiko. That time Kiko doesn't exist. That time Kiko doesn't exist. That time Kiko doesn't exist. Even they gave the name. You know, they went through the books, you know, list of names, and then they found Kiko, and they agreed, you know, to label Kiko. So their mind labeled already Kiko, but Kiko doesn't exist that time. Now, the other one, Kiko's aggregates is actualized. Pregnancy happened. Kiko's aggregates is actualized. But parents hasn't labeled Kiko. They haven't gone through the book. Oh, see? they haven't labeled Kiko. So that time, Kiko doesn't exist. Even this time, aggregates is actualized, you know, but parents haven't labeled Kiko. That time, Kiko doesn't exist. Even that time, Kiko doesn't exist. So when Kiko came in existence, is there is the value-based aggregates actualized scale. Base to be labeled is there, actualized. Then, because of that, parents, father or mother, whoever, you know, decided, you know, mind made up, so the label Kiko, and believed in that. Made up the label Kiko, believed in that. Mind, I guess it's the valid base, I guess it's there. Then, father, mother, mind, just simply made up the label Kiko, believe in that. So, that time, then Kiko came in existence. That time, then Kiko came in existence. So now, what is Kiko? So it's nothing. Nothing. Other. Except what is merely imputed by the mind. Nothing other except what is merely imputed by the mind. Kiko is nothing other than what is merely imputed by the mind. So that means, again here, Kiko is something, is nothing other than except what is merely imputed by mind. So therefore, Kiko, is totally empty. Totally empty of existing from its own sight. Kiko is empty of the real what appears to us, what we believe not in daily life, real Kiko. You know, in a sense, existing, real Kiko appearing from there. Real Kiko appearing from the object side, from Kiko side. Real Kiko, in the sense, appearing from Kiko side, you see. not kiko, that impeded by your mind, not that, but kiko appeared, say, appearing from its own side. So the kiko is totally, its kiko is totally empty of that kiko. Totally empty of that kiko. You know, kiko appearing from its own side, you see? That one, real kiko, see? It's empty of that. So the other one, total non-existence. Total non-existence, not there. Cannot find anywhere. Kiko exists, but it's empty. Totally empty. See? So again here, unification of emptiness and dependence arising, see? What kiko is like that. So that's one meditation technique. Simple. You see, not too many reasoning, simple. So to get an idea of empty, truth of kiko, for example, you know, truth of kiko, and I will see the truth of kiko and false of kiko. You see, kiko doesn't exist. Then say, as I mentioned this, then I stop there. This is also his sunnahs. Sometimes his sunnahs give this, explain through this, you know, give this technique, you see. Also helpful. So the 60 days. when we do not analyze what is the year, not this year, you know, not this, I don't say year or year. So when we normally in our daily life, when we do not analyze, when we think about year, this, you know, this year, this year, say, I'm going to do, this year I'm going to travel. This year I'm going to travel. I'm going to travel. Or this year I'm going to say, go to school or university or going to do job or something. Anyway, so you see, when we do not analyze what is the year, you see, really, there's a real year, in the sense, existing from its own side. There's a year appearing from there. There's a year, real year appearing from there. Okay? So that's the gaccha, objective beauty. The real ear appearing from there. You don't see me impeded by your mind, but when you think ear, there's a real ear appearing from there. So that's the false ear. So that's how normally appeared and believed, you see. By our hearts and mind, the ignorance, you see. So now, what is ear? What is ear? It is nothing. It is nothing. Nothing other. except what is merely imputed by the mind. Because there is a base, 360 days. Because there's 360 days, so ear is immediately imputed by the mind. So now here you can see, now here when you analyze what is the ear, it's totally empty of the ear, what you used to believe before. Well, the way it appeared and you believe, it's totally empty of that. What you used to believe daily life, you see? It doesn't mean ear doesn't exist. Ear exists, but it's totally empty. So that's clear. Now, I mean, that's one way to say. But I think, yes, could put it this way. In a 12-month, the base, you can say 12-month. You see. So now, next is a month. So so sometimes I'm not sure, so you have to correct me. You have to correct me the numbers. So the so this is what? So 30 days? What? 4 weeks. 4 weeks. Huh? Is that right? 4 weeks or 3 weeks? Okay. All right. So, now here, the month. So, again, when we think of month in our daily life, a real month, appearing from there. You don't see merely imputed by your mind. Even though right now, just second before, your mind is merely imputed, but you don't see that. And believe in it. Merely imputed and believe in that. You don't see that. You don't see that. Not aware, you see. So, the next second, your mind immediately, next second, it appears back to you, you see, not merely imputed by mind. Not merely imputed by the mind, you see, it appears back. So, next second, you see. Which is not true. It's totally false. So now, so this is what you, daily life, this is what, how we have been appearing, and this is how we've been believing. See, this month I'm going, the month I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you know, all that, you see. So now, what is a month? Can say. What is month? In nothing, except what is merely imputed by the mind. Because there is the four weeks. the base. So month is merely imputed by the mind. You think the base 4 weeks. Now think mind merely imputed month. Your mind. Made up the label and believe in that. So now the mind is totally empty. The mind exists but is totally empty of the real mind that you believe before. Existing from society. It is unified, the emptiness independent arising, the mind which exists. So that is what it is extremely fine, subtle phenomenon. Now the weak. So how does, when we talk about weak, when we talk about weak, how it appears, how we believe normally in our daily life, is a real weak appearing from there. So now, I say, this week I'm going for holiday, this week I'm going for retreat, this week I'm going for beach, whatever you call it. So normally, appearing from that, and believe that. So now, what is weak? So I can say, there's the base, there, seven, there's the base. Then the mind, because there's 7 days, then the mind merely, and then the mind is simply made up the label, weak. Simply made up the label weak and believe in that. So merely imputed. Mere imputation. So now the weak is totally empty. The weak is totally empty of the previous weak that just before what the way it appear and how you believe that real weak. So now this, after analyzing this week, totally empty of that. So that previous week, that other one, which appeared and you believe, total non-existent. Total non-existent. So same thing, then the 24-hour, the base. Then mind merely imputed day. Made of the label day, believe that. So again, now here, the day is totally empty. Totally empty of the real day, the way it appeared and believed by one's own mind. Ignorance, you see. So that one which is we normally believe in our daily life, total nonsense. There's no such thing there. So the day is empty of that day, that real day. So now the hour, the 60 minutes. I guess. So there's the base, 60 minutes. So when you went to the shooting light, first we see how you see the hour. See? When you think hour, how it appears, and you see that. Then you analyze. First, how to see the hour. Then you do analysis. So that there's 60 minutes, the base, then your mind merely imputed, made up the label, see, minute. Hour. What did you say? Got confused now. Yeah, 60 minutes. Then hour is merely one's mind merely hour. So that's it, what hour is. So therefore the hour, now here is totally empty of that hour that appeared the way it appeared and you believed before, which we believe in daily life. Totally empty of that. Totally empty of that. So that one, other one is a false hour. Now this is the hour which exists. That which is empty and dependent arising. So now same thing, the minute. So that, how many seconds? How many seconds? 1 minute? 60? What? Huh? How many? Okay. Okay, then. So, 60 seconds. Okay, so now, so on that base, mind millimeter, mind millimeter minute. Mind millimeter minute. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing extra than that. What is a minute, you see? So, minute exists, but is totally empty of the real minute, that which we normally believe and appeared, you see, the way it appeared. Totally empty of that. The other one is false minute. This one's the truth, the reality. What is the minute that which exists? You see? Extremely, what is the minute? Extremely subtle. You know. Now the second. So I guess, I don't know the camera, you know, where you click, count many, I don't know, many hundreds of what? Second or something. What about? Huh? Huh? What? Frames. Frames. Okay. So you don't go, So, yeah. Huh? So when you click the camera, you count so many, the shortest time, can you say? Shortest time, can you say? Other than so for example, you know, duration like this, it's counted 365 shortest time. So the second is here. It's counted, according to Mahayana, 365 shortest time. Counted like that. According to the laws, the Babashik school of that, the 65 shortest time, but according to Mahayana, 365 shortest time. So I think, second, you know, as clock goes. So within that, anyway, so I think scientists over there, I don't know how much you count within this. Must become many, I'm not sure. so like that. So again, on this basis, then second is meeting people by mind. You see. So, what is second is nothing, except what is meeting, you know, by mind. So there's a totally empty of that real second, the way it appears, which we believe normally. So the other one, the false second, this one's second which exists, that was empty. So even the shortest time. Even the shortest time, 365, shortest time, it is what is called his name. Even that what is called his name. 365 seconds, what is called his name. So name has to come from the mind. So it's merely imputed by the mind. You see, it's merely imputed by 365, you know, this first time, it's merely imputed by the mind. So, you see, meaning Pitipa mind. So they may say empty of. They all are empty of the real shortest time, 365. Each one is empty of the real one. So now here, starting from the ear, down to the, say, the second, the shortest time, all that, you see, they're all empty. In reality, they're all empty. Existing, it's a mere imputation. Exist mere name, mere imputed by mind. All that. So similar meditation from the eye. Sorry, I pointed here eye. Similar meditation from the eye. Eye aggregates, let's say general aggregates, collections of the five aggregates. Then each aggregate form, aggregate of feeling, cognition, compound aggregates, consciousness. Then aggregates of form. Then collections of all the different parts of the body. Then each part, it's limbs, you see. Part. Then the parts of the limb. So everything goes down to the atom. So goes down, so more analysis, you see, part of, then goes down to atom. So according to Prasangika school, the atoms, they are particles. Imputed on the base, not the atom. So atoms are the particles. So atom without mind labeling, there's no atom. So what's called atom is imputed by the mind. Name imputed by the mind. Made imputed by mind. So what atom appeared from its own side, that object be imputed, that's hallucination. That's totally empty. So starting from the eye, everything like that exists in the main name, merely imputed by mind. So therefore, starting from the eye down to the atom, particle to atom, everything empty. Everything exists in mere imputation, so everything is empty, existing from the one side. So while one is walking, so one can do that, with this meditation, you can walk, starting from the eye, everything is existing, mere imputation, total objects, everything. So with this awareness of everything is mere imputation, existing, mere name, mere imputed by mind, so you walk, you see. So it becomes very fascinating. It's a wonderful discovery. So the same thing, the continued consciousness. One is the atom, one is the consciousness. So the second of consciousness, then there's also particles. So many particles than that. The time, the continuity by dividing, see. So all those merely invisible mind, what appeared, conscious and all the split seconds conscious, hour, minute, seconds, all the, and then those short time can occur. Within each one diminish. So in short time. So all those, then you see, so appear a real one appearing from there. As all that is a object of purity, false, they're empty. So here, it's same. It shows what's the false view, the false I, and the I which exists, and the aggregate, false aggregates which doesn't exist, and aggregates which exist. So again, here it shows. So this is also very good. This is also very good meditation. Very good meditation. So one do this analysis, then you walk. After the analysis, then you, when you walk, also you do the same with this continual awareness. So then here there's nothing to grasp, to hold on to. So it helps to not rise, you see, the three persons mind. You know, to not create a cause of samsara, you see, like that. And it helps for liberation. To liberate oneself. And then also with this experience, realizing each one is able to liberate others in difference. Yeah, so Oh, sorry. I think the time's gone. the real time or always. So I think maybe this is to give you some idea of, you know, those who are not familiar, to do some meditation, sort of stuff, basically like that. Since I brought that subject last night, you know. So I didn't get touch. Golden Light Sutra. Very sorry. I think a lot of obstacles to I think my mind became obstacle to read the Golden Light Sutra. So taking refuge. The refuge vow that one is a refuge, one is the what is called in the Tibetan, what's called jamdo tsamji kenyeng tomba, only a refuge upaske vow. those who are taking only refuge, you know, upaske, as only upaske refuge, that is one. Then those who are taking any lay vows, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whichever one can from the 5 lay vows, see. So that is one thing. It is mentioned in the sutra, Do Ting Ni Jing Jalbu, the sutra by Buddha. Anyone equivalent number of the water atoms of the Pacific Ocean, that many eons, you know, eons equivalent about the water atoms of the Pacific Ocean. Then one make offering to the Buddhas every day, food and drink, umbrella, banner, so forth, very extensive offering to the Buddhas. Then, in degenerated time, one person keeping one vow, one precept, just for one day, just for one day, one precept, one day, this one collect far more greater merit than who made offering, extensive offering to the Buddhas for eons. How many eons? Equivalent number of the water atoms of the Pacific Ocean. So, all itself is unbelievable merit. extensive offering to the Buddhas, to all the Buddhas, but not just 100 years or that, but eons. How many eons? Equivalent number of the water atoms of the Pacific Ocean. It is said there are sand grains of Ganga, but this is not the Indian river Ganga. This is the Pacific Ocean, and the sand grains, not ordinary sand, is the water atoms. So equivalent water atoms, eons equivalent the water atoms of the Pacific Ocean. So but then one person keeping one precept, you know, one day, such degenerated time. Now it's even over degenerated time, flourishing the five degenerated. So here, such degenerated time, one person keeping one vow, collect far more great merit than all those other extensive offering for that many even number, become from Buddha every day, it's become very small. So this is what the Buddha, this is one quotation, there are other quotations. However, must realize, so therefore must realize, even if you take only one vow in such distant time, the benefits unimaginable, like limit sky. And the other one, you see, 3,000 galaxies. The great thousand of 3,000 galaxies. So the universe, you see, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 like that, 1,000. Then 1,000 like that, you count 1,000. Then again you count 1, 2, 3, 4 like that, 10,000. So like that, you see. Say, great thousand or 3,000 galaxies, you know. So, all those sentient beings become will-turning king. And then each one offer oceans of butter by putting mountain mirrors of, you know, wax, make a light offering to Buddha. That one person living in the vow, so all those not living in the vow, but this one person living in the vow, you offer to Buddha butter size of mustard seed and size of hair wax. Size of hair wax, size of mustard seed in butter. You make a light offering to Buddha. This person living in the vow, you see, making a very tiny offering to Buddha, mustard size of butter and hair, actually size wax, light offering Buddha. This person living in morality collect far more greater merit than the great thousand, 3,000 say glances, the sentiment living in that, you see. All those become wilderness and king. Each one, everyone make oceans of butter, mountain mirrors of light of Buddha, the merit is small, if you compare. So, by living the vow, the precepts, you see, then, not only, while you're working, many hours doing job, you collect merit all the time. And how many hours one sleep in night time, you know, that's night time or day time, how many hours one sleep. So all those hours you collect merit all the time, you make your life meaningful. You collect merit all the time by living the vow. See? So the walking, sitting, sleeping, whatever, all the time you collect merit. You see, so making the life meaningful all the time. Then not only that, with the vow, whatever virtue you collect every day, it increases hundreds, thousands, depending number of the vow, you see, even millions, it increases. you see, thousands, 100,000, millions, it increases. Whatever virtue you collect by living in the vow, whatever virtue you collect, it increases so much, like stock, like business in stock market or the bank, you know. How you say? The merit, whatever virtue you collect, increases. Unbelievable. So again here, you want to make one's life so meaningful, so easy, so like that. So therefore, this is the foundation to achieve liberation. This is the foundation, living in the morality, living the pure life. So, then that becomes basis to achieve perfect concentration, shamatha. Then that becomes basis for great insight, you know, great insight. That realization, able to drive rapturous ecstasy of the body and mind, you see, by mental emptiness unified with the shamatha. Then that becomes basis for the wisdom directly perceive emptiness, I exalt path, which directly sees the defilement. You see, the seed of delusion, the imprint. And then, of course, with bodhicitta, support bodhicitta, then they're also able to cease even the subtle defilements. So then able to achieve full enlightenment like that. So this is the foundation for all the development, you see, liberation and enlightenment. So then the other one is, from the five day vow, 5, 4, 3, 1, whatever one is able to take, you stop, other sentient beings receiving harm from you become less. Including sentient beings, people living in the country, and family, animals who are around you. Starting from there in the country, sentient beings in that country, and all the rest of the world, they receive less harm. More number of vāvāntē, they receive less harm from you. So, they receive that much peace and happiness from you. So, now here, they at least stop giving harm others, so that is the peace and happiness what they're receiving from you by living the vow. So therefore this become most practical contribution for the world peace. How many number of one take? This becomes the most practical contribution for the world peace. The sentient beings. So this is the importance of that, you see. So from the five, whichever one think one can do that, if one can't take all the five, then just only take refuge. Refuge, upasaka vow, one can take that. Because Buddha is so kind, Buddha is so compassionate for our sentient beings. So Buddha, you see, you know, according to our sentient capacity, that even granting the refuge, taking the refuge vow, there are practices, refuge precepts, you know, three things to abandon, three things to practice. So you stop many, this way, you stop many need karmas. You stop many need karma that obscures your mind to have realization. You see, and then collect so much merit, you know, just even with the refuge pact, refuge vow, that, you know, say, respect to the holy objects, like that, you see. So you collect, every day you collect a lot of merit, and before eating, you know, drinking, first you offer to Buddha, that's part of the general practice, taking refuge, you should offer to my offering, say, to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, so, to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you know, just offer, then you take this blessing, so that to, say, to achieve spiritual health, you know, path of liberation and enlightenment, to benefit others, and to serve other sentient beings. So, every time make first offer, then you take. So like that, you know, people go to bed, three procession, at least, you know, and then when I get up in the morning, three procession, Buddha Sangha say. So, things like that, you see, so there are general practices like that. So you see, in the daily life, Buddha is so compassionate to our sentient beings. So Buddha, you see, in our daily life, anyway, we have to eat, we have to sleep, you know, all this. So, you see, way, it's a way, it's a, Buddha means for us. So, you see, to collect a virtue, you know, while we're doing this daily activity, sleeping, eating, all this, you know. So, collect virtue. see, so much cause for happiness. So reason like that. Even just with the refuge alone, you know, that from that just practice, so much merit, purification. You know, so that. the from Buddha Sutra has an unbelievable merits of taking refuge in the. Like skies of merit, you know, the going for refuge Buddha Dhamma Sangha, something. Anyway, I'm not going to read. I think just unimaginable, limitless skies of benefit. Going to read it will take a lot of time, you know. You know, taking refuge to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, how much merit that, and then other examples, it will take time to translate that. So then, it is said, if they're taking refuge, if the benefit is materialized, even the 3,000 this galaxies, you know, all this will be very small container, you know, taking refuge or the merit, if it's materialized, cannot fit, you see, like that. In the great thousand or 3,000, you know, galaxies, you see, all the universe cannot fit. So, whenever we do practice, we do with the refuge. If you do that, whatever practice you do, it makes differences. The merit increases as 100 times more. With the refuge, not only that, it becomes Buddhism, a practice of Buddha Dhamma, you see what you do, not only that, but by having refuge, but with the refuge, if you do the practice, you see, the benefits, the merit increases 100 times. This is Gita Chanchan which explained. So, like that. So, I already explained the first night about samsara, those things, already done. Introduction is already done. So, here, just this. Actually, you have refuge already in your mind. This is ceremony. This is taking a vow, making sure that directing one's own life, making sure it's like you're in an aeroplane. It's like you are in an aeroplane. You're in a rocket. Put it this way: you're in a rocket going to the moon. Or you see, So that you see, you put yourself in a rocket and go to moon. Well, so here they refuge, taking refuge of our, so that by living these qualities, you know, practice, then you are able to say, then able to achieve, able to all other vows, but the most important, then she able to achieve all the realizations of enlightenment, so like that. When you have wish to maintain on path, to learn Buddhism and to maintain on path to liberation enlightenment, that time in your heart refuge is taken. Dharma. So then who revealed Dharma? Then somebody has to reveal Dharma. So somebody has to reveal Dharma. So Buddha is the one who revealed. So then naturally, want to actualize path, then you rely on that, then naturally you rely on Buddha who revealed path. Then you rely on Sangha who help you to learn Dharma, to actualize path, who inspires you, who is the eternal path, parishna, eternal. So that's how naturally you go for, by taking with Dharma, you go for Buddha, refuge to Buddha, Sangha, naturally like that. So now, but now here, as I mentioned before, putting yourself in a rocket, going to the moon or airplane, a beautiful place where you wish to enjoy. So you're here, making sure the practice. So, putting oneself that into the practice, to achieve liberation, to achieve enlightenment, for that. So here, so those who are taking, until I get liberated from this samsara, I'll continuously be attacked by suffering of pain, suffering of changes, some say pleasure, the suffering of changes, and the pervasive compound of suffering. However, all the time take this body mind with nature of suffering, all the time. So one not another. So no end for suffering. Entire liberation from samsara. So this time, while I receive all the opportunity, I receive this perfect human body, and I am virtuous friend leading in the path to liberation, to enlightenment, and I met with the Dharma. So this time, then I must achieve enlightenment before. I must achieve the great liberation enlightenment. And then, so those who are taking only refuge upasaka vow, then think, I'm going to only refuge upasaka vow. Then those who are taking, not just that, then one vow from the five level, one vow to what vow, thinking that this is what, just about one time I have this precious human body, as I mentioned yesterday, which gives this incredible opportunity to achieve all the happiness for you, cause all the happiness for all sentiments. So therefore, I'm going to do my best use this precious human body that I have in a very short time. You can't say how many days, how many hours, minutes, seconds we would have this, can't tell. And very short, and it's even that can be ended at any time. So therefore, I'm going to make best use my life with the present human body, not just for my happiness, but for the world, to all sentient beings. So therefore, taking this leva, whatever, one, two, three, from abstaining from killing, stealing, and then the sexual misconduct, telling lie, alcohol, So whatever one can. So I say for the peace and happiness of the world. So this is against the war. This is what you're doing, is against the war. All that, you see, all this violence, you know, opposite. you see, so that, however, for the happiness of all sentient beings, okay? So, so then, Parala Buddha as founder of refuge, Dharma sexual refuge, Sangha as a helper to exercise refuge, Parala Pantim. So those who are taking refuge. This is also your best way to repay kindness to the parents, to any sentient being, and including this life parents. Anyway, we have to repay kindness anyway. we have to realize them. They're so precious, so kind. Realize, and we should repay. So this taking refuge with this end of the level, the best way to repair the kindness, making one's own life as a most beneficial for you to achieve, to finish your to end your suffering or samsara, and to achieve ultimate happiness, moral liberation, enlightenment, and to cause attachment to all sentiments. So the parents, you know, they sacrifice your life. The mother who gave birth, and then whoever, even you are brought up by somebody else, whoever took care, gave education, say, every day when you're a child, baby, every day, every day protected you from hundreds of life danger every day, and they gave education and bear so much hardship, suffer so much for you, for your well-being, for your happiness, create so much need karma for your well-being, and then they have to experience all those results, suffering, need karma, all the problems, and then the next life in the Lord, even like that, all the exhaustion, body and mind, is all the various. However, they suffer so much to take care of you for your well-being, see, for so many years. So therefore, you see, by taking this refuge in the end of the lay vows, if one can, then this is making best use of something special, useful to the world, to the parents, to the country, to the world, to sentient beings. So think that. Yeah. So here, you are relying on Buddha, okay? Whose holy mind is totally free from all the mistakes, defilements, and perfect in all the qualities, okay? Realization. So this perfect understanding, the compassion power to guide us. So, with all heart, loving, okay? Well, then next one is loving Dharma, the true path into cessation of sufferings. That's the so rely upon this, okay? So to be able to actualize oneself. Rely upon the Buddha, to brilliant times much more than rely upon the, you know, physician, doctor, even can recover sicknesses, but only temporarily. And rely on Dharma, billion times much more than medicine. Medicine can cure, even can cure sickness, but only temporarily. But here, Dharma can cease completely all the cause and all the, you know, suffering, samsara. Okay? The next one is rely on Sangha. the eternal, the cessation suffering, and true path will guide us. So now here, there's a booklet. So that explains all the details of refuge, three things to abandon, three things to practice, and general, there's about, say, 7 to 8, you see, general practice, as I mentioned before, the before go to bed, tea procession, at least then when you get up to procession, then before eat, drink, first offer, make offering, or do you know prayer, doesn't matter, but from the heart you offer, then you take. And then practice compassion to certain things, you know, as much as one can. And then rely upon the holy beings. If you rely on a holy being, then you become a holy being, see. They rely upon the virtuous friend, rely upon Buddha. Then they say, then listen teachings. Then you see, they taking classes, you know, studying. So they're listening teachings. See, everywhere, wherever there's somebody give teaching, to go to listen. Some of the Chinese countries, they think like that. They interpret this like that. It's not like that. But generally listen teaching. They qualified, you know, virtuous friends, listen teachings. That those who have already made connections, or those who haven't made a connection, a qualified guru, you know, the teacher, then it's a same teaching thing. In the situation where you create very heavy karma, like angry or like that, then try to practice patience, you know, try to control the mind. So there are general advices, you know, like that. And then taking, such as the 8 mana precepts, you know, which is only one day, taking higher, you know, so like that, which is okay. So there are instructions, I think 7, 8, something like that, you see. So to make our life, you see, most beneficial, you see, the Buddha advice like that, and for all sentiments. So if you read the book, then you can understand. And then also the benefits of the vows, they explain there. So explain the vows in there. So here I'm not going to repeat the vows. Whatever you have taken, you just think in your heart. The past arahatas, you know, they change their attitude, you know, they change from the action of body speech that which harms others, you see, these nikamas, abstain from those, and you see, like that, then also today, I'm also change my attitude, my actions, body speech, you see, they harm others in things from those, see, like for example, the 5 lay vows, to abstain from killing, stealing, such misconduct, taking like alcohol. So I'm going to engage in that. Whichever one is taken, so I think I'm, you know, like arahatas, they practice this, achieve liberty from samsara. You know, I'm also today going to engage in this. So, practice vows, things like that. So that's so just you think that in your heart. So this blessed string, so many thousands of the our mantras recited and blessed, especially Om Mani Padme Hum, then other powerful mantras. So this, so therefore, to not throw away, and as is mentioned in the text, so much benefit of these mantras has. So it's good to keep it, and then when you see somebody, animal or people dying or dead, to put on the body is very good. So that it has power to purify the karma, so that way then it can help for the guru birth. So, and generally the blessing is good to, it's given as a protection, but I think it's good to remember, of course, by reciting mantra so forth, it purifies the, it purifies the karma, like this. But however, I think most important thing is that, to remind a good heart, when you wear this, to remind your good heart. If you practice a good heart, then that becomes the best protection. When Buddha was about to achieve enlightenment, millions of malas, 10 million of malas tried to attack Buddha, but Buddha lived in the loving kindness, in the meditation of loving kindness. So those 10 million of Mara are unable to harm Buddha. So it's good to, the blessing is to remind you good heart. So that, then that becomes helpful. So just to mention that. So before, Kishila was talking about, he talked about much Buddha. So this is Buddha here. I'm just Mickey Mouse from Solukhumbu.